Amen. Amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you all for being here this morning. God bless you. Amen. I want to thank God for your continued support by being a part of the prayer ministry. Amen. I think it is awesome because I never thought that that many people would be interested in prayer. I just never did. And then Abigail and maybe my wife and some stuff, maybe you ought to, you know, Pastor Andrea, you know, go live, do it online. I'm like, nobody's gonna be interested in that. And they're like, yeah. And so it is a blessing to see so many people. I pray that you are blessed by this prayer service. I really, really do. I pray that what we're saying and what we're doing here is ministering so that you are able to go out and minister to others. I pray that the words that are spoken over you will exalt you and help lift you up in the name of Jesus. The prayer of faith that we pray, the prayers for healing and deliverance, it is my desire that you are blessed in the name of Jesus, because that's the sole purpose of this service. The purpose of this church is to serve the people of God. The purpose of this church is to disseminate what God has given us for you, to preach the absolute gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes. The prayer service is just another extension of what God has laid on us to do for his people. Amen. And so it is my deepest desire and my greatest hope that you are absolutely blessed in this service. And if there's things that we pray for or talk about that you would like us to pray for, you know, send us an email. And if it's okay with the Lord, it's okay with us. Man, if you send something crazy, you know, in the name of Jesus, and then gone, you know, but if what you send us is what the Lord would have us to do, it's a done deal. Amen. 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 So from what I hear, we only have two prayer requests this morning.
Nope, I found the other one from earlier this week.
Okay, I'm sorry. We have three. Amen. For this morning. So if you want to go into the chat rooms and ask for prayer, amen. Last week we had time to address some of those, and prayerfully we'll have time to address some more. Amen. But let me pray for all of you that are dealing, just a general prayer for those of you that are dealing with situations, and even if you're not listening to this live, if you're listening to it later on today or whenever the Lord prompts you to go back to this message, this YouTube, amen, I need you to lift up your hands. Now listen, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. You can't govern your actions on what you think you see in this atmosphere. Because there is a prince of the sky that is not for your best interest. And anything that they can do to cause you to go against what God has already commanded you to do, that's what they're going to be doing. And you can't think that God is, how do you say it? What the enemy does in this atmosphere, in this realm, the things that you are able to see, you can't blame that on God. You can't say, why did God do this, when the enemy is actually working the media, working with the politicians, working in the banking system, in all aspects of your life. There is somebody else that's pulling the strings, that is the prince of the air. You can't blame God for what the enemy is doing. What you need to do is make sure that you are walking in God, so that God can lead you, protect you, and shield you from a lot of things that the enemy is doing. He's not going to prevent everything from happening. Some of the things he wants you to go through, because we walk by faith and not by sight. But God will shield you from many things and give you wisdom and open up your eyes so that you can see what's happening in the atmosphere that you're in. So you're not blaming God for something that he had absolutely nothing to do with. It's funny to me how people don't want God in the church. They don't want God in the home. They don't want God in the schools. Yes, I said that. They don't want God in the church. They don't want him in the church. They don't want him in the home. They don't want him in the school until something happened. And then as soon as something happened, where was God? How did God let this happen? You kicked him out. You don't want God in your churches. You want religion in your church. You don't want God in the schools. You want other deities in the schools. You don't even want God in your home. And then when your home is falling apart and imploding, you want to blame God. It is not God. You need to make sure that you are aware of your surroundings. The Bible says, watch and pray. We're watching that God fulfills his word. We're watching that God will do what he said he's going to do. And we're watching the environment that we're in. We're watching where we are. And we're watching the signs, knowing when God's time is. When it's fall, we know it's fall. When it's winter, we know it's winter. When God says, when this happens, this is going to happen. When this happens, that's going to happen. We need to be watching those things. So we'll be aware. So we'll be in the mix with our Father. We'll be, I want to pray for those people that are struggling with this life. And I know a lot of us are really ready to go, but you can't go until God says it's time. I know a lot of people are tired and they want to leave this place. Me too. But you can't do anything until God moves. You cannot rush God. You can't make God move quicker than he has already decided he was going to move. You have to give God the opportunity to do what he does. Amen. You can't rush God, because it's just like you're trying to rush the airplane from here to Chicago. I need you to go fast. I need the pilot's not going to go faster just because you're nervous. He's going to do what he's scheduled, what he's planned to do. If you're nervous, go to sleep. That's what they tell you. You take a volume, go to sleep. They're not going to move because you're scared. You need to buck up, do what you got to do, and wait until it's time. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for people that don't understand. We're praying for people that are ready to move right now. We're praying for people that are dealing with things that are affecting their life and their livelihood. We're praying for people that are dealing with the elements in this life. We're praying for people that don't understand your perfect will for their lives. We're praying for people that are in sin and don't realize that you cannot live in sin and still be a child of the living God. We're praying for people that don't understand how spiritual things work. Father, we're praying for people that just don't get it or haven't been taught. We're praying for people that actually do understand and that are occupying until you come. We're praying for people that are dealing with sickness, illness in their homes and their families. We're praying for people that are having financial difficulties. We're praying for people that sickness in their body and in their mind. Father, we're praying for all the people that are desiring to be closer to you. We're praying that you would lift them up, first forgiving us of any and all sin, any unrighteousness, anything that is not like you. We're praying that you would remove it from our presence and from your sight. Yeah. Cleanse us, heal us, and deliver us. Father, forgive those that are asking and repenting. Forgive those that are desiring to be forgiven, and open the eyes of those that cannot see. And Lord, touch our hearts and our minds so that we will be soldiers of the living God, and that we will fulfill what you have purposed for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is your princess here? She's holding down the home front. Amen. Thank you for being here. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God glory. Pastor, what you got? What you got?
Okay. So our first prayer is from Warhammer.
Oh, Warhammer. Okay.
Yes. Warhammer is asking for prayer for Ray Carr.
Ray Carr?
Yeah. She has cancer and isn't doing well. Mm. She's only 27 and she's a single mom.
Wow. Wow. 27, that's incredibly young. And she's a single mom. Wow. 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 Father God, in the name of Jesus, would you anoint my hands, please? Hallelujah. God bless you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You are more than worthy. Thank you. What's her name again?
Ray Carr.
Ray, her name is Ray Carr. Warhammer, thank you. Thank you, Warhammer. I know that you're working. I know that you are following the will of our Father. I want to encourage you to continue praying for others. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Carr.
Mm-hmm. Ray Carr.
Ray Carr.
Ray Carr.
We're praying, Lord, that you would touch this soldier. Lord Jesus, she's only 27. That's so young to be dealing with something so bad. And she is a single parent. Lord God, you are able to heal and deliver. You are so able. You are so able to heal her. You are so able to deliver her. You are so able to encourage her and to lift her up. Father, we at this church, in this house, are absolute witnesses to healing and deliverance for cancer victims. We had a child that was baby. How old was that baby? Was she newborn?
No, she was about six months.
It's about six or nine months old, and they diagnosed her with leukemia. And we started in praying. And we prayed for months, and we prayed for years. And we prayed, and we prayed. And I think, is she cancer-free?
She is in remission.
If you look at her now, you would never think that a child was ever sick. You would never think that a child spent months at a time in the hospital. You would never think that that child had cancer. But God is able, and God will deliver. I'm telling you, we've had people that are still here that were dealing with cancer, and God healed. Father, if you can heal us, I know you can heal her. Yeah. You have done awesome things in this house for this people. And Father, you love us all. Those that you love us all. Healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. For Carr, Ray Carr,
Ray Carr.
Healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. Can somebody help me say healing and deliverance?
Healing and deliverance
for that daughter. And please watch over her family, her loved one, her child. God, bring peace to the family. Bring healing to that environment. Bring healing to that situation. Let your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm still from Warhammer.
Uh-huh.
Zach, who is a friend of Shay, is a senior and is under a great deal of stress. And they're just asking for prayer.
Amen. Stress can cause all kind of issues. Stress can make you think you're having a heart attack. Stress can make you think you are just stress can kill. People don't realize how dangerous high stress levels can be. But stress, if not dealt with properly, stress can send you to places you don't want to be. But the Bible says in Psalms, he says, I will keep their minds in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. I know it's difficult sometimes to keep your mind on God, depending on what you're dealing with, depending on what your atmosphere is, depending on how you've been brought up, depending on what you know, depending on your relationship with God. But I'm telling you, in the worst environments, if you can find a way to keep your mind on God, thinking about the Word of God, meditating on God day in and day out, keeping your heart and your mind focused on the will of God. Because if you keep your mind focused on CNN and Fox and what's them other ones? Good Morning America and Hello Good Night and all them other people. You keep your mind focused on what the world is doing. And if you are paying more attention to what the world is doing and not what God is doing, I'm not saying that's the situation for this person. I'm just saying in general, if you're not focused, or if you don't spend the majority of your time focusing on God and what His plan is, you will get caught up in what the world is doing, and you'll find that you have completely forgotten about what God had even spoken to you over your life and His plan for your life. You'll forget, because the enemy will flood you with his plan. He'll flood you with his ideas. The enemy will flood you with everything that pulls you away from God. And when you finally wake up, you don't know where you are. Amen? All I'm saying is this. The Bible cannot lie. God cannot lie. He said, I will keep your mind in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. If you keep your mind on my plan for your life and not what you think. See, this is a faith walk. And if you are focused on the things that you think you see, you're going to be messed up. This is a faith walk. Your focus should be on the spiritual things, the things that you cannot see, the words that God has already spoken over you, the things that God has already ministered to you. You lean on God and not on man. Because I guarantee you, every time you put your faith in man and you ground your faith in man, I guarantee you, every time you will fail. Because man is not, sin has overcome many, many people. Many, even some of your favorite buddies, sin has overcome these people. And if your faith is in the people that sin has already overcome, what do you think is going to happen to you? Amen. Amen? If your faith is in somebody that does not know God, how can you expect God to lift you up and deliver you if your faith is not in the Creator, but the created? And the created has been defiled. How do you think your life's going to be? Your faith, your focus, your desire must be on God. That has to be your primary focus. Well, I can't keep my mind on God. I got things going on. That's why you jacked up now. Because you claim you can't keep your mind on God. But if you're in the hospital, you keep your mind on God. Amen?
Amen.
I bet if you thought you was going to die, you'd keep your mind on God. I bet if you thought they was coming to repo that car or snatch that house from under you, you find time to put your mind on God. See, you can't fool God. I mean, you fool with Him, but you can't fool Him. You cannot fool God. It is a matter of priority. It is a matter of choice. What do I choose to do? Do I choose to make excuses not to serve? Or do I choose to serve? It's a choice. It's a choice. You have a choice. If they fired you, you'd have plenty of time to pray then. You'd have a whole lot of time to read your Bible then. I ain't got time. If you were laid up in the hospital with a body cast, you have plenty of time. Right? It depends on what's the priority. If your priority is not God, you're going to always find a reason not to serve. You're going to always find a reason not to pray. There's never going to be enough time to study your word. There's never going to be enough flowing through your spirit to praise God and to talk to God. There's always a reason not to serve. They're not good reasons, but they're reasons. Right?
Amen.
You have to make sure that you are living in a mindset that I'm going to serve God no matter what my situation is. I'm going to talk to God no matter where I am in this life. I'm going to look for God to deliver me no matter what, because at the end of the day, when you meet God, He's not going to ask you about anybody else. He's going to talk to you about you. And remember, in the spirit realm, see, there are only lies here. There are no lies in the spirit realm. There's only truth. Y'all understand? There's not going to be any lying, and I'm going to have a story already when I meet God. There ain't going to be none of that. I've heard people say that. When I meet God, you're going to be scared. You're going to be scared out of your wits. You already got a lie made up that you think God don't hear you? He's not stupid. You are. You think God is the one with the problem. No, you're the one with the problem. You are not going to get before God and lie. And when God asks you about your life, you're going to have to tell the truth. Why? Because truth is the only thing that exists in the next realm. You don't have to believe it. It's true anyhow. Truth is the only, lies only exist here. There is no lies in the next realm. There's just truth. So when you get to God and God asks you, why didn't you do what you were supposed to do? I didn't do it because I wasn't faithful. I didn't believe in you. And I didn't want to serve you because I wanted to serve myself. That's what I thought. Here's another one. And that's going to be it. Anybody? Amen. I'm the only one think that? That's fine. You can wait till you get there and see for yourself. You can wait till you get there and see for yourself what happens. I'm telling you, you better walk in truth now. Because the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You think the Pope ain't confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord? You think the Pope ain't going to confess when he meet God? Yes, he is. You think Hitler didn't confess when he meet God? Yes. Everybody is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord when you meet him. I want to start my confessing while I'm here.
Amen.
I'm going to confess while I'm here, while I got a chance to do something about it, I'm going to confess now. Because I don't like waiting for the last minute to do nothing. Confess while you have a chance. This is the day of grace. This is grace. We're in the time of grace now, but grace is not going to last forever. How long do you think God's going to let you do what you do and suffer no consequences? Everything costs. Somebody's got to pay. Are you going to let Christ pay or are you going to pay? That's the question. Is Christ going to pay for my sins or am I going to have to pay for them when I meet God? That's the $6 million question. Because if you're going to pay for your own sins when you meet God, that's on you. Or you can let Christ pay for your sins while you're in God. And that way when you meet him in peace.
Amen.
Amen. Come on in, son. Come on in. Amen. What you got, man?
You didn't pray for
him. Oh, I didn't pray for him? Father God, in the name of Jesus' name, do you know?
Exactly.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you because you are more than worthy. You are more than worthy. And Father, we give our lives, our thoughts, our minds over to you, our wills over to you. Zach is dealing with stress. I know, Father, that you are able to heal him from the stress. You're able to heal him from the problems that derive from stress. You are able to move and to motivate. You're able to lift them up, Father. You're able to heal them. You're able to dig beneath the trouble and raise them up. You're able to fix it. And not just for Zach, but for those that are dealing with stress and stress-related issues, things that cause their body, do you know that your body reacts to stress? Your body reacts to stress. Your mind reacts to stress. The environment that you are in, it reacts to the stress that you're dealing with. Everything around, your children react to your stress. Your spouse reacts to your stress. Everything that you're dealing with reacts to your stress. Amen. Did y'all know that?
Amen.
Deliver them, especially the church. The Bible says a special love for the household of faith, a special love for your people. Deliver every person that wants to call you God. Every person that has decided, I will serve you. Every person that says yes to God. Every person that desires to do better in Christ. Heal and deliver. If there's any sin, remove the sin. If any doubt, remove the doubt. If there's any darkness, remove the darkness, but lift them up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. Tiffany. Asia, is there any prayer requests on? Are there any prayer requests coming in? Yes, okay.
So this is from Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
Her granddaughter Kaylee is in excruciating pain in her back And folders in her eyes are making it difficult for her to see, especially at night. And she's also suffering from headaches.
Oh my goodness. The what in her eyes?
Floaters.
Floaters.
Her eye, eyeballs sitting up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that something that they put there?
No, that's what's normally, she called, I don't think that's what they call it.
Okay. And back, severe back pain?
Severe headache and back pain.
Amen. Wow. Wow. What's her name? Did it say?
Kaylee.
Stretch, whenever you hear this, I want you to stretch your hand out, whether you're listening to it live or you catch it later, whatever the case may be. Hands up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know that you're able. I know that you can heal Katie.
Kaylee.
I know that you can heal Kaylee. I know that you can command her body to go back the way it was created. I know that you can command her body to line up with your will and with your word. I know, Father, that you can command her body to be what you have created it to be, for things to come back in order. Whatever's going on with her back, I know that you're able to fix it. Whatever's going on with her head, her eyes, I know that you're able to fix it. I know that there are things in this world that have come against the bodies that you have given us, and they are going against the things that you have placed in us, and it is a fight, it is a struggle. But Father, I know that you're able to heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. You said, ask and it shall be given. Yeah. You said, seek and ye shall find. You told us to knock and that the door shall be open. Father, we're asking by faith, and we're looking for healing and deliverance, and we're knocking at, Jesus is the door. We're knocking on the door. We're asking our Lord and Savior to heal this believer in you, Father. We're asking that you would heal and deliver, and not just her, but those that are dealing with situations like her. Father, there's so many people, they put things in the water, they have stuff in the air, they've got electrons, we don't know what we're eating, we don't know what we're drinking, we don't know what we're sleeping on, we don't know what we're walking on, we don't know anything, and we are constantly under attack. But God, you can shield and heal us in the name of Jesus. I know that you're able. I know that you're able to fix this, Father God. I know that you're able to make a way where there is no way, and give her that testimony so that others can see you in her, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank God for Brother Milton. I haven't heard Dominique and Sean. I haven't heard yet, but give me an update on Brother Milton, how he's doing. I knew he was home. Yes, I know he's home. Brother Milton is one we started praying for about 3 weeks ago. I think about 3 weeks ago. Anybody? About 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And he was just under a severe attack. I mean, severe attack. And we didn't know if it was the Lord's will that he'd make it or not. It was bad. But the Lord has moved in his body, and the Lord is doing things. And the man is back home now. God is a deliverer. He still got some issues, but it's nothing that God can't fix. It is nothing that God cannot heal. And that man's got a testimony. That man's got a testimony. I thank God for healing and deliverance. Amen. And my two twin sisters that are, good morning, Pastor. They're where? They're in Holland. Why do I think New York? They're in Holland, the two twin sisters in Holland that were dealing with those demonic spirits. I've been praying for you ever since. They've been dealing with those demonic spirits and the pineal gland being open and all that. Let me hear from you. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know what's going on. Let me know if the prayers that Pastor Cole sent you, if they help. Let me know. Let us know. I want to hear, because if you're still dealing with it, I want to keep praying. Amen. I think she's trying to get your attention. If you're still dealing with those things, I want to keep praying. And my sister in the flat in New York, and your son that's planning to come this way, I need to hear from you. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know what's going on. Oh. The baptism yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Let me tell y'all something. This is a first. Oh my God. This is a first for S4C. I don't know who else done it. I haven't heard any yet, but this is the first for S4C. So there was a family that contacted Pastor Sandy. They're believers, they're members of this church, they're followers. Amen. They're followers. And they said, we want to get baptized, but we don't have a church where we are. I don't remember where they are, the Midwest, I think.
They're in Miami.
They're in Miami. Okay, wow, that ain't Midwest. They're in Miami. I said again. Close it up. Thank you, bro. That's my boy. Thank you. They're in Miami. And they're like, we don't have a church, and we can't get permission from another church to go in and baptize. And we want to be baptized because they want to follow the scriptures and commands of the Bible. Praise God. So they said, well, we can't afford to come there, and we can't leave here to go do that. And so Pastor Sandy said, well, why do you need a baptism? He said, go to the beach. And they're like, he said, you got plenty of beaches out there, and we've only baptized at beaches. We've never baptized indoors. We've always baptized in the lake or the ocean. We always baptized in the ocean, except for one time in Hawaii where some people, it was still the ocean. Well, some people, Abigail, got baptized in Kauai, Ohio. In Hawaii. Yeah. Amen. And so they went out, and I'm telling you this in case y'all thinking about this. So they went, the husband, the wife, and the kids went out to the beach. They FaceTime Pastor Sandy on Facebook or Skype or something like that. FaceTime, they were able to talk. They FaceTime Pastor Sandy, and he told them what to do. The wife dipped the husband dipped the wife, and one of the parents dipped the kids. Pastor Sandy officiated online. What happened? Do you believe Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Have you given your life to Christ? And yes, yes, yes. And all this is being witnessed through him through Facebook and all that stuff. And everybody did. Do you accept it? Yes, we did. In the name of Jesus, doop, doop, and it was done. And that's all she wrote. I did their baptism certificates last night. Sandy signed them, and they should be in the mail tomorrow. I bet you Satan didn't have that in mind when he created Facebook.
No.
I bet he didn't think that was going to happen. Amen. And so you are not, you can't come to California. That's cool. Contact us. We'll walk you through it.
Amen.
Amen. Can I get a load of amen? I thought that was awesome. Yeah. And so they didn't send pictures of the baptism, but they did send me some pictures of the family. Amen. Beautiful family. And they said it's okay that we put it in our newsletter. So Abigail, I'll send that to you tonight. You. Beautiful family. Amen. You got amen. Some more people? Amen. So I wanted to make sure we shared that because that was awesome. And I have your tallit. I found it. One of the soldiers locked it up in the cabinet for safekeeping. Amen. And so thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Tom is asking for prayer for healing from intense stomach issues.
Oh, Thomas, in the name of Jesus. Tom. In the name of Jesus. Tom, whenever you hear this prayer, if you don't have any blessed oil, I would be happy to send it to you. No problem, no charge, no nothing. All I need is a name and an address. But if you do, put a little bit in your hand and lay your hand where your issue is. Amen. And whatever you see, you can do this. You can listen to this video 50 times and you can do it each time. Lay your hand how often it's necessary and lay your hand where your issue is and repeat after me, Father God. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I bless you
for who you are
and for what you have already done.
I give you praise
and I magnify you.
Forgive me of any unrighteousness,
anything in my life
that does not please you, that does not represent you.
Remove it. In Jesus' name.
And forgive me
of all sins.
Of all sins.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Touch my body.
Touch my body.
Touch my issue.
Touch my issue.
You are able.
You are able.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Through my hands.
Through my hands.
Through your words.
Through your words.
Through your grace.
Through your grace.
Through your favor.
Through your favor.
Heal my issue.
Heal my issue.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I dare you to do that. I dare you to do that. You don't need me to lay hands on you. Are you a believer in Christ Jesus? Have you repented of all your sins and unrighteousness? Do you trust and believe that he will do what he said he'll do? Then you lay hands on yourself.
Amen.
And you pray. And you pray. What would you do if nobody there but you? You lay there and die until somebody got there? You start praying right away.
Amen.
It's wonderful to have people that you believe and trust and that you know God is using. But sometimes God want to use you. Amen. Sometimes, yeah, how do you know he's a healer if you've never allowed him to heal you? How do you know he's a deliverer if you never allowed him to deliver you? How do you know he will do these things for you if you never allow him to set you up so that he can do something for you?
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, I trust God more than I trust the doctors. Now, if he send me to the doctor and tell him to take the bullet out, then I'm going.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But if he tell me, you lay hands on you and we'll take care of this right now. I'm in.
Amen.
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 Didn't need the pastors for the baptism.
Hello? You didn't need me and Pastor Sandy to dip you to baptize you, did you? Did you? Did you? Amen. Amen. That's a good one. I like that. What you got for me?
You have multiple requests
for
prayer over their family.
Yes.
They have daughters and sons who are unsaved.
Yes.
And they really want their eyes open so that they can receive the Lord.
Yes. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. This is almost over. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to understand it. You can even think I'm crazy, and I'm okay with that because you wouldn't be the first. You can think whatever you want. I'm cool with that. But believe me, this thing is almost over.
Amen.
This is almost in the bag.
Amen.
This is not years away. And this ain't months and months away. These are blinks away. You liable to go out in the car and blink and it's all over. Amen. Y'all, the Bible says tomorrow is not promised. Even if he wasn't coming for the next 20 million years, which is as dumb as a rock. Even if you say God ain't coming for the next, 50 years, that don't mean you're going to be here for the next 50 years.
That's right.
And you still got a meeting. So whether you are trying to make sure you are prepared so that you can meet him in peace, or you're trying to make sure that you're prepared because you know you're going to meet him soon, either way it go, you got to be prepared. Whether you believe in the rapture, let me tell you, if you don't believe that if you have not been taught about the rapture and you are unclear how things are, that does not stop you from going to heaven.
Right.
If you have a relationship, because it's not about the rapture, it's about the relationship with God. The rapture is something that he shared with us so that we would be aware. But you don't need, the rapture does not save you. The rapture rescues you if you're already saved. Amen. The rapture rescues you if you're already saved. If you are not saved already, the rapture is not your friend. If you are not walking in Christ already, you should not be wishing for the rapture because it is not going to be good for you.
Amen.
The rapture are for those that are already ready, watching and waiting for the Lord as they be about their Father's business, not somewhere hiding in the closet waiting on the rapture to come. Every now and then you peek out the curtain, or it ain't here yet, close the curtain back. That's not how you do it. The rapture are for those that are already ready to be rescued. It's like Gilligan's Island. They were always ready to be rescued. And then one day they were. Who'd have thought they'd ever got off that island? And then one day they were. Well, I thought it was funny. One last, oh, y'all some cold people. This is a tough crowd, y'all. Anyway, if you are not walking in Christ, you should not be praying for the rapture because you are going to come in on the bad end of the deal. The rapture are for those that are currently ready. that have currently given their lives to Christ. And if you don't understand, have knowledge of, or actually believe that what you've been told about, you still love God, you're still good. Don't think the rapture saved you. Rapture ain't saving anybody. It's rescuing people.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. There's a big difference. You need to walk in relationship with God. And then next thing you know, whoop, you be gone. Walk in relationship. That's job one. That's your first priority. Don't even think about a rapture until you get in relationship with God. Rapture should not even be on your list. On your list, first thing should be repentance and relationship with God. Once you get that nailed down and you get that good, then come to me and I'll talk to you about rapture.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to talk. Excuse me. That was something. Amen. Did you see it? It went. Amen. All right. Huh? Amen. Amen. We're going to pray for those people that are praying, that are concerned about their children. We're going to pray for those people that are concerned about their families. We're going to pray that the Lord will see. We're in a time of grace. Grace is not extra time for you to keep messing up. That's not what grace is for. Grace is time for you to get it right. Grace is time for you to tighten up your relationship with God. Grace gives you an opportunity to get it straight. Grace gives you the opportunity to serve the true and living God. Grace is not opportunity for more sin. That's not why. That's what people use it for, but that's not what God created it for. Grace is an opportunity for you to get it right while we are in this grace period. Because let me tell you, once the rapture happened, grace is gone. Once the rapture happened, grace is over. There is no more grace. If the Bible says if he that will die by the sword will die by the sword. Whatever happens, God is not going to intervene. He's not going to come to your rescue. God's busy. He's at a wedding. Leave a message. He's not. It's true. It's true. God is not going to, because you're not supposed to be here. Whenever the rapture happens, whenever it happens, if you are a believer in Christ, you're not supposed to be here sending up prayers to God after the fact. He's not listening. So now you have to hold on to your faith by the confession of your mouth. You won't confess Jesus now, but you're going to confess him then. You won't stand up for him now, but I guarantee you, you'll stand up for him then. Then you'll have to stand up for him. And this grace period, people that understand how grace works, that's why they're praying for their kids. That's why they're praying for their loved ones, because they know grace is not going to last forever. They want prayer for the people that they know don't know God. They want prayer for the people that once walked in Christ and have stepped away from God. They want prayer for people that they don't want to be lost. Because they understand how grace works and that grace is not forever. So we're going to pray that the Lord will. Now see, but here's the thing. We can pray until we shout. But if the people don't want it, God is a gentleman. He's not going to make them take him. Y'all understand? We're going to pray because you asked. We're going to pray because we understand what the enemy is trying to do. But and the Lord may shield them from some things to give them an opportunity to step closer. We don't know what the Lord will do, but we're going to pray and ask him to do whatever his will is to do. But the bottom line is they're going to need to say yes, because you have to confess with your own mouth and believe with your own heart that Jesus is Lord. I can take you to the water. I can throw you in the water. I can't make you drink it. Even if I throw you in it, if you just determine I'm not going to drink any of this water, there's nothing else I can do. Right? Yeah. So we're going to pray. I know all of us, I believe all of us have somebody in our life that we know or seriously believe needs salvation, need to be closer to God, need to understand the times that we're living in, need to understand that this world is not your friend, need to understand that if they are not walking in Christ, the rapture will not be a good thing for them. Understanding that once they enter into eternity, there's no coming back this way. Once you enter into eternity, there is no coming back this way. I know God has raised people from the dead. I'm not talking about that because I don't know enough about that to comment. But what I do know is once you go cross over, you're over. And whatever state that you were in when you left here, that's what state you'll be judged according to that state. In other words, if you left here a non-believer, you're going to show up there a non-believer. If you left here a liar, you're going to show up there a liar. And the Bible said God hates a lying tongue, so you do the math. If you leave here a hypocrite, you're going to land there a hypocrite. There's no time to transition between atmospheres. When you leave, wham, bam, that's it. And so whatever state you left in, that's how you'll be judged according to. So you don't want, and the Bible says tomorrow's not promised, you don't want to play with God. You don't want to play with grace. You don't want to play with the opportunity to serve God. You don't want to waste time not serving God because you cannot make that time up. You can't make that time up. Once that day is closed, that day is closed. We can never go back to Thursday. It's over. It's done. Move forward. Don't waste time wasting time. In other words, if you're not serving God, if you're not seeking after God, from God's perspective, you're wasting time. Amen, somebody?
Yeah.
And if you're wasting time now, what are you gonna do when he asks you, what did you do with the gifts I gave you? I gave you a gift to sing. Do you sing for me? No, I gave you a gift to teach. Do you teach for me? No, I gave you accounting gift. Do you account for me? No, I gave you creative artist gifts. Do you do anything like that for me to enhance the body of Christ? No. Well, what do you do for me? All the gifts that I've given you, what do you do for me? I had a job at IBM and I moonlight with Google. What's that got to do with me? Amen?
Amen.
We can find a way to market our gifts and show what we can do to everybody except for the person that actually gave it. So what do you think he's gonna ask you about when he meets you? What did you do with them children I gave you? Well, I aborted six of them. What you gonna do with, what are you gonna do with that husband, that wife that I put in your life? What are you gonna, I got rid of them. They were cramping my style. What'd you do with the ministry that I gave you in the church that I placed you in? Oh, I ain't have time for that. God said, well, here's another thing you ain't gonna have time for. Amen?
Amen.
I guess they wasn't expecting that for prayer service, were they? Amen. Amen, but that's what he gave me, so that's what I said. While you have a chance, and we're gonna pray for these children, and we're gonna call it a day, unless the Lord say different. While you have a chance, don't waste time wasting time, because you will never get it back. And when you enter into eternity, that's where you are, and you ain't coming back this way again. The Bible says God is going to destroy this earth, and it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. That earth may not have humanity on it. Where are you going? Amen. Anybody ever thought of that?
Amen.
That earth may not be made for you. What you gonna do? Don't waste time wasting time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, everybody that can, everybody that will, stretch your hand forth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all of us that are stretching our hands forth, we're praying for those children that will not hear us anymore. We're praying for those children that will not do what they have been taught. We're praying for the children that have gone astray. Father, we're praying for the children that refuse to live up to the promise that they have made God. We're going after the children and the loved ones, the families and friends that are in situations and positions where they cannot lift up the name of Jesus, where they cannot do what you have commanded them to do, where they are unable to speak according to what you have placed in their hearts and in their minds. Father, we're praying that you would break the atmosphere that they are in and cause them and give them an opportunity to run to you. Father, they not walk, but they run to you, because time is short and tomorrow is not promised. And we know the times that we're living in are dangerous times, Father. There is no time not to be in God. This is not a time not to be in God. This is not a time not to be serving the Most High God. This is not the time not to be in relationship with God. We don't need religion. We need relationship. Yes. We don't need church. We need salvation. Father, we've preached for years. We need to lead by example.
Yes,
we need to teach those that have been taught wrong and help those that are in need of help, and bless those that need to be blessed, and rescue those that need to be rescued, and lift our children up before the throne of God. Father, they're stealing and robbing and raping and killing our children. Father, enough. Save our families, our children, our homes, the churches that you set up, the churches that you created, the churches that you've anointed, God, the churches that you have placed here. Lift us up so that we will be obedient servants unto you. We bless you for this service, for every person that dares to believe. I know there are a lot of people that won't believe this, Lord, and that's their choice. But Lord, for those that will believe, for those that will say yes, for those that will say, okay, I'm in. For those that are new, and for those that are weak, and those that are no longer strong, for those that need somebody to lift them up, we pray that they will not become roadkill for the enemy. We bless you for all of these things, and we bless you for those people that are praying for those people. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, amen. It's, I got, 2 minutes, and we're going to let you go. Amen. Keep us lifted up in prayer, and we hope to see you. If we're here, we hope to see you next Sunday. But Pastor Sandy should be here in a few minutes. Amen. Amen. All right, if y'all want prayer, anybody want prayer, come on up. I'm going to pray for you right quick. How much time I got?
Yeah, 1 minute.
What? Pastor not here yet?